Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch. Just as a reminder for everybody, if you want to listen to Full Puckle, you can always go over to the main feed and do that. However, if you also are just interested in listening to trivia, remember this happened late 2016, early 2017. So Toucan is definitely an answer, but unfortunately Stack Attack isn't. But I hope you enjoy this trivia segment.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, that means no browsers, guys. So, I mean, we're on a browser thing, so like, don't actually close your browser, but
here I come.
don't close anything. Don't use the internet. Don't look things up. You guys know what you're up to. So the ladder was reset, and so currently the standings are Sublime in first place with 4 points, and the rest of you suckers are at zero. So if you guys are ready, we're going to go ahead and get started. All of these questions are from fans of the show. You guys can do it by just DMing me on Discord. The invite link to Discord is down in the show notes. You can check that out there. And as always, thank you for providing them. We're going to get to it then. Our first question is from Claude9, if you guys are ready. Maybe. Okay. All right. So our first one is from Claude9. It has to do with... most of these are all competitive questions, by the way, which is really nice. Things that you'd have to know, like, Pokemon stats for. So Claude9 wants to know, which Ultra Beast will have Beast Boost raise the same stat regardless of its IVs, EVs, or its nature? Which Ultra Beast will have its Beast Boost raise the same stat?
Oh, so it won't raise any other stat?
It will never, regardless of however you try to, like, manipulate the stats.
That would be Zerkatree.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because it's got 183 special attack and everything else is, like, below 100. So there's no way you can reduce it by 80 points.
That's Zerkatree.
Yeah.
Okay, that is correct. You guys got that correct. That is Zerkatree. And you guys get to hear the sounds today. Isn't that wonderful?
I'm glad you said it because I
don't like these foreign sounds.
All right. So here's the next question. This one's worth 2 points. This one is also by Claude9. So he wants to know... most Pokemon with the Levitate ability don't get a hidden ability. But there are, I guess, three Pokemon, technically, that do get a hidden ability that also have Levitate as an ability. What are these Pokemon?
One of them is Bronzong. It gets Fireproof, Levitate, and...
Bronzong, Bronzor. Would that count as two different Pokemon, technically? Or are we doing, like...
So that's why I said, like, there's technically three, because those two are the same one. I didn't want to, like, be like, one's an evolution chain and one's not. The other one does have evolutions. I'll give you guys that free hint.
Isn't that the Gengar line? Because I thought they had Cursed Body, their hidden ability, and then now it's actually Cursed
Body.
Wait,
does Levitate have to be the hidden ability, or does it have to be the primary ability?
No, it can be any ability.
Levitate can be hidden and or not hidden?
Well, I guess, I don't think Levitate's ever a hidden ability.
No, it isn't, actually. but the Bronzong line... And then, actually, I don't know if Ghastly is anymore. I can't remember. I'm like, I thought it was the Ghastly, like, Ghastly Haunter and Gengar, because I thought you could get them with Cursed Body, but they were just never ran. because
I thought Hunter and Ghastly were still levitate though. Yeah, I think Gengar's the only one who just got on Cursed Body. Well, unless that's their hidden ability, but who runs Ghastly and Hunter without levitate?
Well, the thing is, I think Gengar would never ran without levitate, but now it's we have to run it with Cursed Body. But what else has levitate? Does Flygon?
No, Flygon only has one. It only has levitate.
Can't remember levitate. Trying to think of stuff I can name off and just like.
I feel like it's a flying type Pokemon with levitate.
It would be flying type. There's no reason.
Hey, tell that to the Rotom line.
Rotom's not. Oh, well, that's a form. Because Rotom's a hidden ability. Dang it! You said it was an evolution line.
It's in an evolution line.
In an evolution. It's only one of them.
And it's current stuff right now, correct?
This is true in Generation 7, yes. I'm going to need an answer
like
soon.
I feel like it's a Gen 7 Pokemon for some reason. Because I can't think of any other Pokemon, really. Because as soon as he said that, Bronzong was like the first thing that came into mind.
Shoot, I don't know.
I'm going to need an answer, guys.
Potato.
All right. So your answers are the Bronzong line and Potato. That is correct on one account.
What, potato?
On the potato count, no, obviously not. And wrong on the potato count. And so it's actually Duskull. Duskull has levitate, but it can get an ability because what happens is when it evolves, it loses its levitate when it becomes Dusclops and Dusknoir.
I forgot that Duskull existed.
Right?
What, the Duskull?
But that still gives you guys 2 points today. That's fine. You can still cash the hint in for an extra point if you get the rest of them correct.
I forgot about that. I'm thinking, oh, we gotta use our hint because...
Yeah, you don't have to use the hint there.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Exactly. Question number three comes from Hydra. He wants to know, how many, as of Generation 7, how many Pokemon can't learn any TMs?
Oh, crud.
Oh.
And I'll take, like, a plus or minus, like, two on this one. So like,
how many can you learn?
What about like each individual Pokemon, including Pokemon that have multiple Pokemon in that line that can't do it?
So like, if there was one Pokemon that if there are two Pokemon in the same evolution line that can't learn TMs, those are two separate Pokemon.
Let's list them all.
Okay, so Magikarp,
Tynamo,
That's what I was thinking. Those are the ones I was thinking of. That's four. Unknown can technically learn hidden power. Known can't. It can't learn TM if it's only
It can't learn what it already knows.
There's no way for it to actually physically learn TM.
Plus you can't get rid of it.
Five.
Are there any other baby Pokemon that can't learn TM?
Not that I can think of. I think Mime Jr. can learn Igglybuff can, Magby, Elekid, Muchum. I think they all can.
I feel like there's some Pokemon in Pokemon Sun and Moon that can't. Some reason.
Because
he's added Gen 7.
That's worded, though. It's just wording. It could be. There could be
and one. No, he said we only have to give the number. We don't have to, actually name them all.
Yeah, you know the name. I just need a number.
Because so far we have five.
I gave you a plus or minus two on it.
You want to just add two just to be safe? And say seven?
Do I just add one and say six?
Well, we know it's at least five, so we can go up at least another one.
Don't forget you have a hint.
That's not use a hint. You don't need to. Seven's a good number, though. But that would be saying we have nine, like 5 to 9. I guess we could just say seven. That works.
Okay, is that your final answer?
Shibu.
This is where we'll say five. Or we don't mean seven. We'll say seven if the time limit runs out.
The time limit's out.
Seven. Okay, seven.
that is unfortunately incorrect.
Is it like 11 or?
It's 15.
What the?
Yeah, and a lot of them that you mentioned actually don't count. yep. And so, a lot of Pokemon that formerly couldn't learn moves via TM because they learned the same moves via level up are now compatible with TMs. This includes Unknown, Wobbuffet, Why-Not, and Dynamo. but
that's actually stupid.
Pokemon that you aren't thinking about, though, are Caterpie, Metapod, Weedle, Kakuna. You had Magikarp. That one's right. Ditto. Don't forget Ditto.
I was thinking Ditto.
Smeargle.
Wait, Smeargle can't learn to use.
Worm.
Oh, nope. See, I've never run a Smeargle, so I don't know.
Wurmple, Silcoon, Cascoon, Beldum.
Oh yeah, Beltham can't. Yeah.
Combi, Scatterbug, Cosmog, and Cosmo.
Bugs.
Yeah, all the bugs. Like, they can't learn any TMs.
Oh, wait, that's right. They can learn two of them. But two moves, they can't learn TMs.
That was okay. That was two moves.
Yeah. I know I have an Iron Defense costume. Yeah, that's Tutor.
That's Tutor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're gonna go to question number four. You guys are still at 2 points. So question number four comes from Linian. And Linian wants to know, what does the move Tickle do?
Lower the attack and defense by one stage for your opponent, or for targeted mon.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. That is exactly what Tickle does. It lowers the attack and defense of your opponent by one stage. All right, so this question is the one that I ask you every week about stats. And because we have Shamu here, I'm going to reference Shuckle. So we all know Shuckle has the highest special defense of all rock types. So let's throw Shuckle out of the equation. We're talking about rock types today. It turns out that if you don't count Shuckle in special defense as of rock types, there are three Pokemon that are tied for it. Highest special defense, or second highest special defense. And that includes both Carbink and Deoncé. There is a third one that is tied with him with a base 150 special defense stat. What
isn't
is
that,
it?
Isn't that Bastion? I'm going to speak out. Isn't that Bastion?
You do have a hint.
No, speaking of Shamu, isn't that Bastion, or is that just special?
Bastion has like 130 base special defense, or 110, or something like that. It's got higher physical than special. Its physical is like 160.
I know it has different defenses.
But we can't cash our hint in anymore for extra point.
Yeah.
So we may as well use it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what is? Give us our hint.
Your hint is this is a steel type, a rock steel.
Oh
type
come
type.
On.
That's actually not that bad.
It's not
I know it's not Bastiodon. It shouldn't be. What are the rock steel types? What Probopass?
It could be Probopass. I think it could be Probopass because it has because its attack is in special attack is just crap. Yeah. So it had to make in the defenses. So
I want to just think it through a bit more just in case. I don't think there's any other steel rocks anyway other than like that and Bastiodon.
You know what's funny? If I know I'm kind of spoiling something for later on in this episode, but
oh, Assembly?
too bad that we didn't get the stats. I will say that. So this question could have changed.
Yeah. It could have. I just think it's Probopass. I don't know anything else. I can't think of any other like steel rocks.
So Probopass is your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Probopass is a base 150 special defense. That gives you guys 4 points for today. And I actually lied about the trivia score because I forgot that people did the TCG cast this week. So that actually gives people points. You guys both get 4 though. That's pretty impressive. That's a good strong start for you guys. And that gives Jushiro 1 point. We're also going to give Basket 1 point. So the standings are as follows. Let me highlight my columns and do the sorting. There we go. I can excel, I promise. All right, so Sublime has 5 points in first place. Maximus and Dr. Shamu are tied for second place with 4 points. Jushiro and Basket are tied for third place with 1 point. And everybody else is at 0 because they haven't been on the show since last week. So that is it. That was the drum thing. Let me do that, actually, because we got new drums. You should have laughed. Okay. And so and welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, that means, guys, no internet. You just got to use what's in your heads. None of that nonsense. You guys are playing first person to 30 points. We just had to start a fresh one a couple weeks ago because Snag finally hit that. That one was close, though. It ended up with, like, a lot of people really close to 30. So let's see if we can do the same thing here. Shamu, you are within shooting distance of first place, just to let you know.
Okay.
Basket, you're also in shooting place of second place. So.
Oh, nice. With 1 point?
Yeah. Yeah, you have 1 point right now. So 1 point plus whatever you get here today. And as long as you beat 5, you're in second place.
Okay.
If you guys are ready, we'll jump right on into it.
All right.
All right. So question number one comes to us from Claude9.
He wants to know what ability is available on the most Pokemon. So what's the most common ability, essentially?
Most common ability.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard, actually. Trying to think. It's not Intimidate, right off the bat. Pickup, fairly common. I think Own Tempo is as well.
The starter abilities are pretty common, like the Blaze and stuff like that.
Oh, that's that. But it's got to be one that's more than the others.
Right.
Because that's got an even amount, I believe. God.
You, of course, have a hint as well. Let me remind you to use...
I don't know if I want to use it on this one, though. I'd rather save it for, like, a two-pointer, generally.
Yeah, that sounds smart.
Like, if this question were later on, I would say yes, but at the starter, no, I'm not going to...
These aren't in terms of, like, raising difficulty, unfortunately, so...
What about ones that, like... What about the weather one, or the ones that help with weather?
No, there's, like... The torrents and those would be more common than these.
Well, no. I mean like the stuff that, like, the Pokemon have them that, like, for instance, Rain Team, Swift Swim.
Swift Swim still is probably less than Torrent or Overgrow. Like, it's something much more generic, and I'm trying to think of, like, what are the first Pokemon? Like, Kenai, Kenai might actually be up there.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Oh, man. How many Pokemon have Levitate?
Not a lot, I don't think. We can go Levitate. I really don't know at this point. Anything works.
Is that your final answer? We're going to take Levitate?
It's up to you.
I don't know. I feel like Swift Swim is really common, to be completely honest.
It's up to you, because at this point I really have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to say Swift Swim.
Swift Swim is unfortunately incorrect. So it turns out that the answer is actually Sturdy. Sturdy's on like 41 Pokemon.
Whoa!
I would have
individually. Yeah,
that I would. Well, maybe
41's like a 16th of like all Pokemon that exist. So, I'm surprised you guys didn't hit Sturdy.
Were we talking about like? Does that count for like the evolutions as well? Like each individual evolution?
No, it's just individual Pokemon.
Oh. Yeah, because like think about the Alolan Golem line. That's six Pokemon, right? Or the Golem line, I should say.
Yeah, and
that's
then you have like Pokemon. Gigalith, and then
that's another. Yeah. See, I didn't even get to 30. I was just thinking about really generic Pokemon. That's all I was thinking. Like, I thought Kenai. I was like, Kenai's on a lot of like initial Pokemon, and you also have some later ones that have it too for some reason.
All right. Well, we'll move on to question two, and you guys can redeem yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
So this is another question that requires a number for an answer, so I'm going to give you a plus or minus two here. How many Pokemon families contain branched evolutions? Just the families in general, not so Pokemon.
Like we'll say, like, the Oddish line. It's split into, like, that. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So how many of those types of evolutions are there?
And would I assume this would count Eevee?
Yes, we'll count Eevee
as well. Okay, because I'm like... And so it's like, okay, so Eevee's technically one branched evolution?
Just one. It just counts as one.
That's what I wanted to know. Okay.
Because you want
to
do by family. You want to do it by, like...
That's right. I wanted to make sure before, like, that we're just counting the, like, next time. Okay.
Right.
So right there, we have one. We have Oddish, which is two. Mm-hmm. There is, what other ones are in Gen 1? Are there any others in Gen 1? Trying to think.
I don't know. And then there's... But I know there's the Slowbro in Gen 2.
The Slowbro, yep. Gen 2...
And then
Poliwag, there we go. That's four. We have Gallade and Gardevoir, that's five. Glalie, six. What are the things that Dawnstone and Duskstone were used on? That was actually Frostlass and Kirlia. Shoot. Branched evolutions. Things with, like, male and female counterparts. It's not always.
Oh, Nidoking.
No, they're actually separate lines.
Oh.
Because Nidoran female, Nidoran male. Right.
Man.
Just trying to think. Gen 4 introduced some stuff, I thought. Maybe not, actually. Thinking.
I'm gonna need a number.
Lycanroc?
Lycanroc, that's 7. I guess 7. Well, we could say 8. No, wait. If we go up plus off plus 2, that'd be 9. Got to the math. So if we say 9, we should be good.
Okay,
Is that your final answer? You're going to say 9?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. That is not. You're close to inside the boundaries. If you would have said 10, I would have taken it. Because the answer is 13.
I knew there was more.
There's 13. Now, I'd list them off to you, but the Burmy. Next question kind of. Oh,
forgot about Burmy.
It rolls into this question here. This next question is. So it turns out that two of these branched evolutions were included in Generation 7. What are the two branched evolution lines? And I'm sure you already know one because you've mentioned one. Generation 7 branched evolutions. There's two of them.
Oh, because the Alolan forms, isn't it? Is that counter technically?
No.
No.
Oh.
It doesn't count because the first evolution. Well, I guess Meow.
One of them's Lycanroc.
It doesn't. Yeah, one of them's Lycanroc. You already got it. Yeah. Okay.
Shoot. So separating the two different things from Generation 7.
There's another Generation 7 Pokemon that splits into another that has a branched Cosmog. Evolution line.
Yep, that's it.
Is that your final answer?
It's Cosmog.
That is correct. You guys are on the board with 2 points.
Yeah.
Can I still
get the 5?
Oops. Can I still get the 5?
Oh, wait,
you can get 4 today. You get
was
4
that a
today.
2-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 2-pointer. One for Lycanroc and one for Cosmog. So,
oh, damn. Oh, well.
All right, so next one is, what generation did not include any new fossil Pokemon?
That was Generation not 5, not 6. That would
be 7. 7, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your final...
Yeah.
There's technically 2 answers, but that is correct.
The other one would be Gen 2.
That is correct. Gen 2 is the other one. I did not realize that was a 2-part question. No, I'm not going to do any shenanigans because I'm just going to get some crap in the chat. So, 3 points for you guys today. So as I always ask you guys every week, I always ask you guys a base stat question. And so, this week, the type is going to be steel. So I want to know, what is the steel type Pokemon with the highest base speed?
Oh.
Steel type highest base speed.
Would that be Kartana?
Probably. It's only like 109 though. No, it's not. No, because Metagross is higher, and I assume we're including Megas.
Yes, we are including Megas.
Can we just use our hint too? Because.
Oh yeah, you could use the hint. It is a Mega.
Oh, that helps. So Mega Metagross is probably already there. I'm trying to think of any other Steel type Mega that's faster.
Maybe
what are steel type megas?
It's a dual type.
Well, that's Mega Scizor? Yeah. No, it's like 70. Oh, not up there.
Oh, okay.
Because we gotta beat 110 right now.
Right.
And trying to think. Oh, were there a legendary steel type that mega? No. No, the only ones I can think of are Mewtwo. And then Deoncy.
Oh, man.
It's a dual type, and it's a mega.
Yeah.
Those are your hints.
That didn't help that much.
Mega Lucario, really? Maybe? How fast is he?
Oh, shoot. Oh, God, I don't know. I don't look at Lucario anymore because it's not in play.
I'm going to need an answer.
Oh, God. Metagross and Lucario, and I don't know which one. I don't know.
Flip a coin.
Let's do Lucario, I think. I don't know. I can't see Metagross. I mean, I know their forms don't really help out a lot, but like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Lycanroc should.
Because I can tell you right now, Metagross has 110. That's a fact. I don't know.
I need an answer.
I'll leave it to you. You can judge. You can decide our fate, Basket.
Oh, why? Mega Lucario.
Mega Lucario is unfortunately correct.
Correct? What? What? Are you trying to rig this, huh?
No, it's correct. It's correct. So you guys are correct. You guys get 4 points for today then. Mega Lucario has a base speed of 112, it turns out. Just faster than Mega Metagross. And so that changes up the standings, significantly. So let me do my quick little magic
highlight, we go data, and then we're going to sort the column from Z to A. So Dr. Shamu is in first place with 8 points. Tied for second place, we have Sublime and Basket with 5 points.
Woo! Come on,
Sublime. In fourth place, we have Maximus with 4 points. And tied for fifth place, I guess it is Jushiro, Snag, and Scrawn with 1 point apiece. And Whimsicott. My bad. Whimsicott also gets a point. So everybody else has yet to get on the board. That's on them, not on us. So and on to the Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge, and they're competing to be the first to 30 points. However, nobody is anywhere close. As always, guys, you guys are going to have 5 questions about various Pokemon things. Some of these are fan-submitted, so you can blame people who aren't me. And then one of them will have a bonus point. You also have a hint that you can use to help you throughout the questions. Or just one hint. You can't, like, ask for a hint for every question. That would be stupid. And we're going to go ahead, though. If you don't use the hint and you get all the questions correct, you get a bonus point for the hint for not using it. It's magical. And as always, you have to use what's in your heads. So lower those browsers, no phones, no electronics. You just get to hear my wonderful, wonderful voice. And if you guys are ready, we'll begin.
Okay.
Ready as or wherever be.
All right. Exactly. So this first question is from Linian. He wants to know, if you guys know, what does the move Smelling Salt do?
Okay. It's a move that does damage and removes confusion.
I'm gonna go with whatever Fluffy says, because I have no idea.
Okay, so they were talking about this a while ago. Like, Sparkling Operetta removes the burn, and Wake Up Slap wakes you up, and Smelling Salts removes confusion, I think.
Isn't it sleep, though? Maybe remove sleep?
That's Wake Up Slap.
Okay.
Smelling Salts. Oh, it might remove paralysis, though.
Oh, can't help you there.
I think if it's anything like the other moves, it probably, like, removes a non-volatile condition, so it might be paralysis.
Okay. I'll go with that. Yeah.
Okay, so it does damage, but also removes paralysis from the target.
That is correct. I'll take that as an answer, because it does remove paralysis, but it will also double its damage against a paralyzed enemy.
Yeah.
So if the opponent is paralyzed, it's, I believe, base 120 damage.
Yeah, you were discussing that, like, a couple of weeks ago about how Primarina's move does not do double damage against burned opponents, whereas the Wake Up Slap and Smelling Salts do that.
Exactly. So that is correct, though. You guys have a point. So this next question comes from Ash Nightwind.
My friend.
Yeah, your friend. So,
well, not that Linian isn't my friend. They're all my friends, but she's my recent friend from from the game corner. Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and we're going to ask you. So we know that Jesse and James in the anime are a play on the famous outlaw Jesse James.
Yeah.
The anime did this with a number of duos, 3 to be exact. And so I want to know 2 of them for 1 point apiece.
Okay. Cassidy, Butch and Cassidy?
Butch
was
and
one.
Cassidy, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Did they?
I don't know. I'm guessing. I remember Butch and Cassidy. But then I stopped watching the anime.
I remember Butch and Cassidy. I don't remember Bonnie and Clyde, though.
Okay, so they probably weren't there.
Jesse James.
Because Butch. Bonnie and Clyde were already a couple, whereas Jesse James and Butch Cassidy were one character and they split them.
Yeah.
So famous outlaws from the West. I don't watch Western movies. You have to help me, Jushiro.
Oh, so you're asking someone who grew up without them. Butch Cassidy. You got Jesse James, Butch Cassidy. Wow, I'm in a.
The only one that comes to mind is Billy the Kid, but I don't think they had a character named Kid.
Yeah, Billy and Kid? I don't think so.
No, I can tell you, like, Jesse and James's original Japanese names, which were actually not from an outlaw. They were from a famous samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember anything else.
Let's go with your suggestion. I'm sure that maybe I missed an episode.
We can try. Okay, so Butch Cassidy and Bonnie and Clyde.
All right, that is correct on one account, and unfortunately incorrect in another. It turns out that it is so Butch and Cassidy are correct. They were from the main anime. The other two pairs are actually a little bit more difficult to find because you have to watch Pokemon Chronicles for one of them. Pokemon Chronicles, you have Attila and Hun.
Oh, right, that's right. I remember
and then
that now.
In Pokemon Heroes, you have Annie and Oakley for Annie
Wait,
Oakley.
One second. What was the name of the X and Y partners? One of them was Bonnie.
I have no Clement idea. Clement and Bonnie, yes. They had nothing to do with Bonnie and Clyde.
I try to save us here, but no.
No, you still get a point, that counts for the hint. That still counts for the hint. You don't have to get both of them correct for the hint to cash in. So that's two points, though. That's 2 points. So now we get to my questions. The rest from here on out, Thatch made these questions. So you can blame me.
You're the one that hates.
Yes, probably actually. So, so as we all know, Diamond and Pearl kind of switched up the way that we thought of type specialists. Because before that, we saw a lot of gym leaders who only used Pokemon of that specific type. But because Diamond and Pearl were really bad at like evenly distributing types, we got a lot of trainers that were type specialists, but would just use Pokemon with moves of that type, which was the inspiration for our Summer League, right? So this bled into the Elite Four. Obviously, you had a lot of people using Pokemon that only used moves of that type. However, there was one Elite Four member in Sinnoh that actually had a complete five-member team of Pokemon of his type specialty. His or her type specialty, I should say. Who was it? I'll accept a name or a type.
Shoot, you asked this question before and I forgot the answer. Also, it's Sinnoh. I hate you.
yeah, I haven't played okay. fourth gen in 10
it's
years.
Not, it, it's not fire type guy, whatever his name was.
His name was Flint?
Yes, it's not him. I know that much.
I should have made this a multiple choice question.
I would have guessed probably from multiple choice. Shoot. Okay. Jushiro, who were the others in Sinnoh?
Oh, you're asking the wrong dude. I haven't played Gen 4 in years.
He knows we were going to be on, and he asked us a Gen 4 question. Evil. Well, he's going to take a type, so we know the types, at least.
All right. So I will give you... I won't give you a hint. I'll make it a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Because I feel like, for me at least, I feel like Elite Four questions are stupid without telling you the names of the people in the Elite Four. So we have Aaron, Bertha, Flint, and Lucian.
Oh, see, that's much better.
Still, I have no clue, so whimsical, what do you think?
It's okay. I've got this. Okay, so Aaron is a bug type specialist, and I think all of his Pokemon are bug types. Let me think. Is that possible in Sinnoh?
A steel type that has all bug?
No, he's a bug type specialist.
Oh.
Aaron? Yeah. Lucian is a psychic type specialist. And Bertha is, I think, an ice type specialist. No, there was an ice type gym leader in Sinnoh. Bertha, ghost type, probably. Yes. I would say it's much likelier to be Aaron than the other ones, but it might be Lucian. When I get the hint, wanna like shoot out an answer in the dark.
Up to you, Wimsy. This one is out of my league.
Gosh. Well, we have like
I'm gonna need an answer.
Okay. Wanna use the hint, Jushiro?
Yeah, let's do it.
I feel like we shouldn't. Like we have a 30%.
But this is a Gen 4 question, unless the other two are Gen 4 questions.
A bug type specialist. There are
then
so
do it.
Types.
Do it. Yeah, that's just
okay, lock it in then.
Aaron.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
It was Lucian, right?
It was Lucian, yeah. He has all psychic type Pokemon. Aaron actually has a Drapion. So,
oh, it, that makes sense.
Yep, he had a Drapion. It used to be a bug type, but now it's not. So, all right. So, question number, I believe this is question number 4. All right. So, following the last question, Red and Blue, in Pokemon Red and Blue, all of the gym leaders use Pokemon of the type they specialize in, except for one Pokemon, or except for one gym leader. Which gym leader used a Pokemon that skewed from types in Pokemon Red and Blue?
Giovanni had a Kangaskhan and he was a ground type specialist.
There we go. Yep, I agree.
Is that your final answer?
I mean, he does have a Kangaskhan, right?
Is that your final answer?
Hero?
I remember he does. But wait, let's stop. Let's give this a minute.
Okay.
What other ones? The Koga, he had a Venomoth. He
I
had a Weezing.
I don't remember all of them, but I think we just need to remember if actually Giovanni used a Kangaskhan.
Now I'm in doubt. I'm honestly in doubt.
I know this happens in the Elite Four, but as far as gym trainers go, I think Giovanni might be the only one.
Mm, okay. Erica had all grass. Koga had all poisons? What about the fire guy? He had a Arcanine, Growlithe.
Rapidash.
Yeah. What about the psychic? She didn't have any ghost types, right?
No.
Sabrina.
No.
I think she had one in yellow version, but we're not talking about yellow version.
No, just exactly. Red and blue.
Red and blue.
And blue.
I
think it has to be Giovanni's Kangaskhan.
Then it has to be. Go ahead.
Okay, Giovanni with his Kangaskhan.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Really?
So Giovanni during his gym battle actually didn't use the Kangaskhan in Red and Blue.
He used
all ground types because he used Rhyhorn, Dugtrio, Nidoqueen, Nidoking, and Rhydon. The answer is actually Sabrina. Sabrina actually.
What does she have?
In Gen 1 in Red and Blue, she actually uses a Venomoth.
That's right.
She actually uses
it. I feel so bad because these are all questions you've used before. I should remember.
I don't know if these are questions I asked before.
I know they are. And I like, this is my favorite segment of the show.
Yeah,
I listen religiously every week.
All right. So unfortunately, that gives you guys 2 points for the day. We have one more question. And as always, it's a stat question. And I would like to know, because we just asked about two psychic type trainers, what psychic type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Oh gosh, is it Wobbuffet or Solgaleo and Lunala?
We still have the hint.
We do, but what we're gonna do is discuss for the full minutes and then ask Thatch for the hint, because that helps us more than if we ask for the hint at the beginning.
I'll give you 2 minutes. I don't care.
I'm not talking about time.
I'm talking about the fact that when you give the hint after a piece of discussion, you tend to be more helpful.
Yeah. So, sometimes. Muna, the evolution of Muna.
Musharna, no, it's not Musharna.
Okay.
It's either Wobbuffet or Solgaleo and Lunala. And I think it has to be Wobbuffet.
Really? HP we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait though.
Lugia? No, not Lugia, right?
I'm gonna need an answer.
No, we're gonna need a hint.
It's a monotype.
Okay, it's Wobbuffet.
It's Wobbuffet then, yeah.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
That gives you guys 3 points for the day. Wobbuffet has like a base 190 HP. It's like outrageous.
Insane.
So,
I know.
So that gives you guys 3 points for the day. So that actually changes things. It changes the standings almost.
Because, it changes things almost.
almost, yeah. Because, all right, here we go. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to sort my columns. So right now we have Shamu in first place with 8 points. We have Sublime, Basket, Scrawn, and Jushiro all tied for second place with 5 points. Tied for sixth place,
you.
We have Maximus and Whimsicott with 4 points. And then bringing up the rear, we have Snag and Gator with 1 point apiece, and then everybody else is at zero because they haven't been on the show. No fun, well, guys. No, it's fine.
as we'll long as I get at least 3 points, I don't feel too terrible.
Yeah, so 3 points is the average, is so that's fine. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, that means, guys, you need to lower your browsers. You are not allowed to use those today. You have to use what's in your heads and your noggins. Fortunately for you guys, everybody's within shooting range. Shamu is going to definitely pull ahead tier today, though, because he decided to cheat everybody else.
Cool.
So I've got a bunch of questions, and if you guys are ready, we'll go ahead. We have 5 questions today. Each worth 1 point apiece, except for one question, which will include a bonus point. And on top of that, you will have one hint. If you get all of the questions correct, you can cash that hint in for an extra point for a possible total of 7, though it has been a really long time since anybody has done that. So if you guys are ready, we'll go ahead and start the questions.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
There you go.
So question number one comes to us from Doc McStuffles. We know Octazooka is Octillery's signature move, and that Horsea can learn it via Egg Move. However, there is one other Pokemon that gets access to Octazooka via an event. What Pokemon is it?
What is they Ditto by transforming.
Shoot.
But by event. Event.
What a way to get around the question.
Yeah.
Iger with the outside the box question answers. There you go.
Mew, if it uses Metronome and it's lucky.
That did an event!
Hey, you got that Mew in distribution into a Metronome.
God dang it, though.
This Pokemon directly learns the move.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was Genesect, but I don't. Doesn't sound right. Okay, trying to think of something else, but it's just like.
The only one I think of is. I mean, this is just by event. So, like, Horsea or Seadro wouldn't be worthy
enough for
event Pokemon.
No, they it's not them. It's not them.
Yeah, they're not special enough.
Well, they get it via Egg Move, so it doesn't
count.
Yeah,
but for event purposes, yeah, they're not.
Yeah. This event was not in the United States.
That just makes it near impossible for me to
finish. Yeah, no. At this point, like,
And it came out in Generation 5, so you can discount. I'm just helping you guys out here, so you can discount Gen 6 and Gen 7 Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that still doesn't really help in the matter.
I reduced your number of Pokemon from 800 down to like 6, down to like 6-ish.
But you've also eliminated my country of origin, so that doesn't help me at all. I'm drawing a massive blank on this one. Do we want to burn the hint to like get a
I'd rather burn a hint on a 2-pointer.
True.
I'm just gonna go with Genesect.
But if you get one of the points from the 2-pointer, you can cash in. You're not gonna be able to cash the hint if you use it now anyway. Never mind.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Do you have anything closer to it?
I'm a strong Genesect.
I know Genesect does not learn, or in any way, shape, or form, Octazooka. I know that much.
I'm gonna need an answer.
The answer is we have no answer.
I'm gonna say Genesect because we don't have something. It's something better than nothing.
Yeah. True.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Yeah.
So the answer is actually Sableye.
Huh?
Yeah, Sableye gets that via an event.
Curse you, Japan, for being so weird!
It is called Chief Galgo's Sableye. It is one of the events that you can get during Generation 5. It was available at Pokemon Centers in Japan to commemorate the 9-year run of Pokemon Smash. Which I believe is a TV show.
You don't even know yourself.
Yeah. And it's based on a live-action Sableye in the show that has moves chosen by Chief Golgo Matsumoto. Yep. The Sableye also has... Let me give you the rest of the moves. A Foul Play, Tickle, and Trick. So, okay.
And Octazooka for whatever
reason. Because Octazooka is an awesome move. All right, so we're going to move on then. Question number 2 is going to come from you from Ozzy. What Pokemon that has the ability Levitate cannot partake in Sky Battles? So obviously you don't include Generation 7 Pokemon here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's one Pokemon with the ability Levitate that can't partake in Sky Battles.
I don't know.
I'm feeling Gengar.
Actually, Gengar might be right.
Because he's got legs, and it would look weird. I mean, Gastly and Haunter would work because they already float and don't have legs.
I'm game with Gengar, because I don't even... Who did Sky Battles? Really?
I didn't. I mean, like, it did the few arbitrary ones that you were forced
to... I've never done a Sky Battle.
They have you do one game.
I feel as though Gengar would fit the bill just because of the fact that he has legs, and it would look really weird to render him standing on nothing.
Yeah, I guess Gengar would be the only one that I could think of, because at that point he did have Levitate.
Yeah, at that point he did.
Is that your final answer?
That is our final answer.
Yeah.
That is correct. Gengar could not partake in Sky Battles despite having the ability Levitate. So, good on you guys.
But
you guys
know who
one
could
today.
Participate in Sky Battles? Magnemite, because it floats!
Alright, so... Question number 3 comes from the British Gent, and this one is worth 2 points.
Hint time.
Generation 6 brought new abilities, one of which being Grass Pelt. And so for 2 points, I need an answer for each. What does Grass Pelt do, and what Pokemon can have Grass Pelt?
Okay, first off, Pokemon can have it is Skiddo and Go-Go.
Right.
Those two can have it. What does it do? It boosts... Oh, what was it? I believe it boosts your defense in grassy terrain.
That seems like a very, very, like, spot on.
It does something in grassy terrain.
Because Grass Pelt, that is Skiddo and Go-Goat. And I feel as though that would be what it would do. I'm not sure myself.
It wouldn't heal.
Yeah, it wouldn't heal, or we'd be seeing a crap ton of that in the VGC.
I think it raises your defense in grassy terrain.
That seems the most probable.
Because I don't think it was status. So, and defense sounds right to me.
I think
that's your final answer?
I think that, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
So, you said it increases defense by 50%, and Skiddo / Go-Go can get the ability. That is correct on both accounts. That is 3 points for you guys today, so keep it up. So, question number 4 comes from Linian, and he wants to know, this is a very brief question. How do you obtain a level 1 Regigigas?
Hacking.
Isn't that an
the action replay?
No.
playing a Pokemon randomizer.
I thought we did
lucky.
This one before. I think we answered this one before.
Probably. Tell me the answer.
Because if remembering right, in Platinum, you just do the whole Regigigas thing, get all 3 Regis, and instead of being like level 70, it's just level 1.
Yeah.
And you just catch it. It's not like the level 1 Palkia, Dialga, and Giratina thing, mm-hmm. but it's just...
It's similar.
You go Platinum and catch it normally with the 3 Regis. It's level 1.
So...
That's it.
So which one is it? What is your answer?
In Platinum, you just catch it normally.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because you need all 3 Regis, and then it'll be level... Instead of level 70, it's an encounter at level 1.
That is correct.
What a pathetic Gigas.
That is 4 points for you guys today, so keep it up. Our last question, as always, is going to be a base stat question. And this week, I realized we haven't done Dragon-type Pokemon in a while, and I wanted to know what Dragon-type Pokemon has the highest base defense.
I'm leaning more towards Dialga for its steel typing, but
there's stuff that's probably higher.
It could be Tyrantrum for its rock type too.
No, Turtonator,
fire typing.
Turtonator's up. That's just either hint. We have it. We're not getting any points for it anyway.
True. Might as well.
It is a dual type Pokemon.
That does not
that
help
didn't
at
help,
all.
Help, but I'm going to say Turtonator.
That does not help at all. I'm still leaning towards Dialga just because of its legendary
The second typing would be considered special before Gen 3. Or before Gen 4.
So, oh, okay, yeah. So it is. It's Turtonator.
I guess so.
Turtonator's your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
It's like 168 or something.
It's
right?
actually 135. Like
135.
Which
okay,
is still
no,
higher
thinking,
than
I was, Dialga. I was thinking Bastiodon.
Making yeah. a mental like note that. Right now, I need to be on the show with Shamu more so than anything else.
Okay, so you guys got like 5 points today, though, so that's like massive, actually. That changes some standings, Viger. That puts you like pretty high on the board too.
Woo!
I'm not gonna lie. It puts you in the I think the now 5-way tie for second place.
Yeah.
Because we're so far behind, and so all right, so currently the trivia score is in the following format. Right now, Shamu is in first place with 13 points, followed by Sublime, Basket, Scrawn, Yashiro, and Viger, all tied for second with 5 points.
Oh my god.
Then we have Maximus and Whimsicott tied for, I guess, 7th place with 4 points. So it literally takes 2 points and they're in 2nd place. Then we have Snag and Gator back in the rear at 9 points, or 1 point and tied for 9th place. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. So that's where we are today.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.